Administrative Law, this is the Week 14 podcast. We've concluded our travel through work comp, and we're going to spend the next 2 weeks on Social Security. Your resource is the Social Security Administration's website, and you need to go and review that website and its resources on disability. Spend some time exploring those resources as much as you did with the Work Comp site, with the Work Comp Commission site. Remember, administrative agencies are way ahead of the legislative bodies that fund those agencies when it comes to providing law, procedure, forms, format for participation in those processes. So explore this page and its resources so that you have a good understanding as to what disability is in the spectrum of those resources available to someone with a disability. After exploring the website, I'm going to ask you to draft a comprehensive summary from you being my paralegal to me as the lawyer, explaining the basic process of what it would entail for us to represent a client in a Social Security disability case. You can look to other resources as well. If you want to peruse articles, ICL, there's plenty of resources out there. But be sure to outline the process, the potential outcomes, and the respective role you may serve as a paralegal in these cases. And if you don't pick up my hint there, several times you have heard some different opportunities that might be available in this area. Then go and peer review your fellow students' document, providing honest, constructive criticism of their work and providing substantive suggestions for improvements. Now, we actually have this semester the unique situation that we had somebody who actually works in this area, you know, in various courses. Works for this agency in this area. In various courses, we have from time to time people that are working in an office that does certain types of law, or working for a prosecutor, for instance, or something like that. So when you get to your family law course, there may be someone who's working already as a paralegal in family law. And so they provide those insights or that other additional relevant knowledge, real life knowledge to the things we're talking about. This is very unique. I've had paralegals in this course who worked in work comp. I've had paralegals or students who interned with that agency and some who were working there, graduates. But this is unique, and so we may get some extra insight there. SSD is one of the areas of law in which we see paralegals representing clients from start to finish. Sandra Crow was the pro bono coordinator for Prairie State Legal Services for a long time. Sandra was one of our graduates, and she handled Social Security cases on behalf of Prairie State Legal Services when she was doing that job. The Social Security Administration has been one of the leaders in providing information and documents electronically. So hopefully you spend the time with that website. Processes change, forms and timelines are modified with any administrative process on a regular basis. And if you can find this website and these materials, you can prepare, file, and pursue Social Security disability claim, as we found with the Illinois Workers' Compensation Commission. In a nutshell, work comp is intended to compensate for injuries sustained in the workplace, and SSD is intended to provide or help bridge the gap for individuals who are deemed unable to work because of a defined disability, regardless of the cause. As such, the focus and benefits differ greatly. While comp looks to a party at fault, the employer, to pay benefits, SSD doesn't consider fault. In fact, a person seeking a claim could arguably be at fault and seek disability. persons injured in the commission of a crime, substance abusers. You know, people that have arguably a self-inflicted loss. But they generally hold an expectation to be determined disabled and get benefits if they are under SSD. Occasionally, as we discussed in work comp, a work comp claim will result in an SSD claim at some point down the road. So if you work in comp, you may also find yourself evaluating and handling SSD claims. That's where we're going this week. That's what you need to do. As a housekeeping matter, the week after this week is Thanksgiving week. We are not here. We are not working. We are not in class. I will post during that week the week 15 assignment. And the week 15 assignment is our last real substantive assignment. Week 16, your final discussion is going to be more of a personal type review for you. So just know that we are here this week. We are not here next week. And then we come back after Thanksgiving. I appreciate your efforts these first 14 weeks. I know you're tired. I know you're worn out. I hope you stay strong. Take care of yourself. I have a son who just called me a little while ago, said he's getting tested. Several students have gotten tested, one who has it. It's common. I know people that I thought were too healthy to let it take them to the hospital or in the hospital right now. Lost a loved one. This week, a good friend lost a loved one this week. Elderly people that had other conditions, and this kind of, you know, took them to an earlier demise than we thought. So be safe, wear your mask, eat healthy, get plenty of rest. Knock out these final few weeks. Take care.